We first met Paula Dinn, a student in her sixth year of high school, this spring, after she passed two big exams needed to graduate.
I'm hyped. I'm graduating. I'm almost done. Cycle's over. Yes.
That put her just two classes and one state test shy of a high school diploma. Paula attends West Brooklyn Community High School, which focuses on students with attendance issues. WNYC's Yasmin Khan followed Paula as she worked down to the wire, and it wasn't at all clear if she would make it.
Good morning.
With just a few weeks left of school, counselors are out greeting students one morning. Principal Gloria Rosario wants to know which seniors may not make it to graduation. This is the time to figure out who's going to need summer school or who needs some extra attention right now.
Anyone less than three classes that they're failing, please email me their names when we start talking about summer plans.
You got it.
She wants to stay on top of students who might have to return in the fall for just a couple of classes, because in that scenario, she's afraid students won't come at all.
And we're on board with Paula, right?
Christian Zapata, a counselor, confirms that Rosario knows what's needed to get his student, Paula Dinn, to graduation day.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I need her out of here.
Some people just need like a push through the graduation door. A hard shove. And that's what we hear with love.
Paula's needed some extra intervention. She's finishing up just two classes of her high school career, but she's been chronically late or absent to her first class. And by mid-May, she's failing badly. One day at lunch, she heads into the cafeteria to braid a friend's hair.
It's called Paula's Hair and Nail Salon. I'm open from 12 to 12:20.
Paula's classes, living environment, and a science lab are over by lunch, but she regularly stays at school in the afternoons.
Just to see my friends, because I don't really see them like that anymore. So I was like, just to hang out with them for a bit before I leave, because then I won't come back. I know I won't.
Yeah, because I was going to say, does it have something to do with the fact that it's potentially, hopefully, your last cycle here?
Yeah. Well, I hope so, because I don't want to stay here any longer. I've been here for too long. I'm about to be 20. I can't afford to be in here. I feel like a pedophile around these people.
How does a student who wants to finish high school and is so close not make it to school on time for one of two classes? Especially someone who earlier this year told me this.
You know, I look back at everything I used to do. If I could change everything I did, I would. Or if I could go back in time and talk to myself when I was younger, I think I would do it. Like, don't cut school. You're going to regret it.
But by the end of May, Paula's missed her living environment class 21 out of 49 days. She'd been late another 20.
I think Paula right now, self-sabotaging is a term we use here when a student does not really want to leave.
Zapata, Paula's counselor, says he's seen it before. Students who are close to graduating sometimes just lose momentum.
I don't know. They see something in themselves. I think it's fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of what's to come. And I think she sees herself too close that she feels that she can miss class sometimes and still make it up.
Hey, do you think you'll have a few minutes to check in?
Kaya Barris is Paula's living environment teacher.
So even when she's been out, she has been coming in and checking with me and doing a lot of her assignments and catching up on the content.
Barris says it's confusing to watch a student like Paula, who has the desire to graduate and the academic skills to do well, but who just can't get to school on time.
What does she really want? And we just hope that we're doing our best here to support her to make sure she graduates. So I think that's, even if she's not feeling it right now, that's probably what she really wants in long term. And she wants it. It seems like she wants it.
She does. And after lots of conversations with her teacher and her counselor, Paula starts to turn things around.
I went from a 41 to a 66, but my overall is still bad. My average, yeah.
So what's the plan for yourself?
As of right now, the teachers and my counselor just tell me just attend her class every day on time. That way they could hopefully give me a project to do so I could pass and actually graduate in June and walk the stage.
So in order to maybe do the extra work, you would just have to come every day?
Yeah, just come every day to prove to them that I actually want this.
In her family, Paula's number 8 out of 10 children. She'd be the first to graduate from high school. She says her mother, who missed Paula's graduations from elementary and middle school, plans to attend this one. So making it to graduation day is a must.
The topic of the speech is, who are you then and who are you now?
Paula's even been nominated to speak at the ceremony and has already written her speech.
Who am I now? I am stronger, smarter, and a more confident young woman. I feel empowered to do better. I understand my worth and my value.
This high school journey isn't quite finished, though. Even though she's catching up in her class, Paula also has to pass a state exam, the Living Environment Regent. If she doesn't pass the test, she can't walk.
But yeah, this is like the most anxiety-producing moment of being in a high school.
Gloria Rosario, the principal, says Paula's not the only one in this situation. There are other seniors working to squeeze out every last credit and pass state exams administered the week before graduation.
There's a lot of stress internally, printing out the diplomas.
Rosario says the timing cuts it so close, the school has to go ahead and print the official diplomas before it gets test results back.
Sometimes we'll print out a diploma thinking this is set, the student fails the regents, we shred it, which is just, you know, heartbreaking.
So that could happen to Paula.
That could. It could. It scares me to think that she would fail this exam. Like, I don't want to think about it. I actively avoid thinking about it.
The day of the test, Paula knew going into it that she did squeak by in her living environment class. Her course credits are done. And she comes out of the state exam looking relieved.
How do you think you did?
I think I did good.
Yeah?
It seemed easy, not that bad.
She compares notes with one of her classmates.
But it was just some questions I got stuck on. Listen, if I get a 65, I will be so happy just to get the hell out of here. And if I get a 64, I'm going to sit there and cry.
But she tells me privately that she hasn't really entertained the thought of failing the test.
I've been trying to think positive. Like, yeah, I'm going to pass. I'm going to graduate. That's exactly what I did with Kaya's class. Everybody's just like, oh, you're not going to be able to pass. You know, it was late already. I'm just like, no, I'm going to pass. You're going to see me on that stage. I'm going to be at graduation. I'm going to pass every class. Now I'm almost there.
In the meantime, she has to wait nearly a week for her score.
Hi, Gershon.
Hi, Paula. Listen, your grades are in, babe.
I'm coming in. Tell me, don't tell me yet. I'm going to wait till I get there.
Oh, you want me to tell you in person?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Come see me, all right?
All right, I will.
Later, bye. She knows she passed.
Yeah.
She knows she passed.
Paula needed at least a 65 on her science exam. She got an 83. She meets up with Zapata in the school cafeteria so she can get the news and give him a hug in person. The two have become very close over the past few years, and this victory for Paula is a victory for her counselor, too.
You're done, babe. That's it. We did what we did. You got the credits. That was the most important. The test, I wasn't worried. You knew you wasn't worried. You wasn't stressing the test, but you did it. So work on the speech. Polish it. If you need me up there with you, I'll be there with you. Don't worry about it.
I'm getting, finish the speech.
I'm getting a shirt for you so I can look good that day. And you're all set, princess. All right?
That was a relief.
I know, mommy. I know.
Thank you, Christian.
Hi, right, please. You did the work. I just helped you, babe.
Paula says after 6 years of high school, she feels excited and nervous all at the same time.
Now what? You know, it's like stepping into the real world. What am I going to do? You know, the questions like, who am I going to become? What am I going to do with my life? Am I going to be successful?
She thinks she will be. She says she's ready for it now. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.
Congratulations, Paula. She graduates from high school this morning. This story is part of American Graduate, a public media initiative addressing the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more of these stories, go to schoolbook.org.